This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Chicago has issued a stay-at-home advisory, and Detroit stopped in-person schooling on Thursday to staunch the coronavirus outbreak, as more than a dozen states reported a doubling of new COVID-19 cases in the last 2 weeks. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Thursday issued a 30-day advisory calling upon residents to stay home and have no visitors, even during Thanksgiving festivities.
You must cancel the normal Thanksgiving plans, particularly if they include guests that do not live in your immediate household.
Officials in the Midwestern cities, along with New York, California, Iowa, and other states, are reimposing restrictions that had been eased in recent months. The moves were driven by surging infection rates and concern that the onset of winter will worsen the trends. The U.S. government has reached a deal with pharmacies nationwide to distribute free coronavirus vaccines once they're available to the public. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The goal is to eventually make getting a COVID-19 vaccine like getting a flu shot. The agreement covers about 3 in 5 pharmacies in all 50 states and U.S. territories, from drug chains like Walgreens to Costco, Walmart, and other big box stores. The announcement comes as the nation sees its biggest virus surge yet, with cases rising in 49 states and deaths in 39. Officials anticipate one or more vaccines will be approved by year's end. The initial supply will go to priority groups like healthcare workers and first responders. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower on fears of another COVID-19 lockdown. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all finished lower. This is VOA News. This is VOA.